If you would, I want you to open up your Bibles to the book of Luke. And last week we started a series I thought was going to be entitled, It Is God's Will to Heal, which it is. That's a good title, a good series. But I heard something a little different, and you heard Lewis talk about it. It's in your bulletin. You might think, well, there's a typo. Pastor Missy spelt that word wrong. No, that's what it's going to be. Healing, this is a new title, is here. H-E-A-R, not H-E-R-E. There's a point that I did that because hearing has everything to do with everything you're going to learn about God. Hearing has a lot to do with everything you do in this world. Think about those that can't hear. Jesus came for them. He said he came to open up the ears of the deaf, open up the eyes of the blind. He hasn't changed. You say, well, how can a person that's deaf hear the word? Good question. I'm glad you asked. I wasn't going to ask that question. Because the Spirit of God has nothing to do with your physical ears. It's the life-breathing power of God. He's a spirit. He goes past the natural ear and he goes into the heart. And if you got somebody that's never heard because their ears are deaf and they get around somebody to preach in the word, they're going to hear. Amen. Their spirit's going to hear. And their ears can be opened up if that preacher is given some truth, given an anointed word, because, see, they've got to hear the word of faith mixed with that grace. Yeah. Amen? That person's got to believe what they're preaching is not just black and white ink in a book. Mm-hmm. It's a living God. Amen? Yes. That came down. And then that person that's in the preaching of that word is underneath the anointing of that word. And at any time, God can manifest himself in that environment. Yes. Because he is a God of faith and life, not death. Amen. Truth, amen. Not error. He won't manifest if that truth, if it's in error, if it's fear, he ain't going to manifest in that. So that's not who he is. But you step on into the truth, he's right there to manifest himself. Amen? Amen. He has no part of a lie. If a prophet is prophesying lies, God's not going to bring that to pass. But that prophet needs to get straightened out, because eventually that, if you're doing that in the name of the Lord, you better walk out. You're on a rough, rocky road. Because God's not going to let the liars speak in his name last too long. I mean, that's judgment. God can come judgment any time on that. So that's just a food for thought. But we're going to be focusing on healing is here. Healing is here. Luke 5:17. I don't particularly have a keynote scripture for this series. There's a lot of healing scriptures, but don't even think about you got to have a healing scripture to get healed. Because Jesus is your healer. He is the Word. Amen. And as the Word is being preached, you can receive healing. You can get born again. You can get deliverance. You can get devils cast out if the Word is being preached. Amen. Jesus cast out devils by the Word. Yes. Cast them out with His Word. Amen. Yes. He was the Word. And He said, come out. That's all He had to say. Because they were created by Him. But he was operating as a man anointed by God with authority to do it. He could have done it before that, but he didn't do it that way. He did it the right way so that we can do it. So we can take it up and do it too. Amen? Amen. 5:17. Now it happened on a certain day, as Jesus was teaching, that there were certain Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by who had come up out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem, say, and the power. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. It was present to heal them. God's no respecter of persons, but tell me what he does respect. Faith. He respects faith. Faith has to be heard. Then behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring in and lay before him. And when they saw they could not find out how to bring him in because of all the people, the crowd, they went up on the housetop and let him down with his bed through the tiling in the midst before Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, faith can be seen. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to them, did Jesus wait a couple minutes? Did he wait a week or two? Did he wait a year? He said to them, he saw faith and he responded. Jesus responds to faith. Amen. He responded. They didn't ask anything. Jesus responded. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I remember I responded to the word that was preached about 18 years ago, and I went down not expecting to receive. Didn't know nothing about the power. But the power was released, and I got it. Amen. And it got me. Amen. Hallelujah. I was going to bring a little, what do you call those little things you want to demonstrate? I was going to bring a little, not a laser pointer, a little tool that I could describe something. I was going to actually come over here. You electricians, you probably know, you get this little thing, you plug it into the wall, and it lets you know if the electricity is running right in your house or not. It's got three little lights on it. A meter. A meter, yeah. Well, I was going to bring something to demonstrate, but I'll do it without it. But anyway, there's a little tool you can get if you want to make sure your wiring in your house is working right. If you plug it in, you'll get two lights beside each other, and it says everything's okay. Yeah. But if you get a different light combination, it could be a neutral's gone, you don't have right power. It's just a quick indicator. A voltage, yeah. I was going to bring it this morning, and I was going to come over here, and I was going to plug it in this light receptacle, and then you could see it. See, faith is heard. The power, we're talking about the power. The power was there for all of them to be healed. But why weren't they being healed? Why wasn't all the crowd, it was overflowing with people to hear Jesus, but the power was not being released. Why? Unbelief. No faith. See, Cindy told you, you can come in here, there's lights on. She paid the power bill. We don't have to ask her. We know she did, because if we didn't, the lights wouldn't be on. But see, that receptacle in the wall over there, it's got 120 volts feeding. You can't see it, but go stick your finger in it. Get you a fork like I used to do when I was little, and just see if a fork fits in there, and you get a buzz real quick. Knock you down. Pow. Because see, there's something in the wall that's called power. There's power in there. You can look at it. You can talk about it. You can touch it. I want some of that power. I want some power. You can make healing. I want some healing. Why ain't I getting healed?
Plug in.
How do you know you got to plug it in? There's laws of how things work. Right? Law is good if you know what law you're working with. Amen? There's called a law of electricity. See, electricity has to have a conduit. No, I ain't talking about a conduit. You know what a conduit is? We're talking about Beverly Hills, Jethro, Bodine, talking about a conduit. What's a conduit? Conductor. See, electricity, if I go over and stick a piece of wood in the wall, what's going to happen? Am I going to get some good old 120 volts coming out of that wood? See, electricity has to flow through something. A conductor. It likes copper. It likes silver. And it likes gold. Ruthie thinks I'm talking about her. She likes gold. She likes copper, and she likes silver. All them pearly, pretty things. So if you take some of that and you go stick it in the wall, immediately you're going to receive something. You're going to receive the power. And depending on if you're grounded or not, it's going to knock you down or it's going to go through you. Because see, what a Christian, the Bible talks about being rooted and being grounded in love. Rooted and grounded. If you're not properly grounded and you go stick it in the wall, it's going to electrocute you. See, because that electricity, it's got to flow somewhere. When you put something in it, it's going to go to ground. It's going to go to ground. Well, see, the Holy Spirit is on the inside of us. It's got all the power. Once you get born again, you don't have to come to church to get the power. You don't have to come to church to get your healing. It's on the inside of you. All the power that it took to raise Jesus Christ from the dead lives on the inside of every born-again believer. Why are we not knowing this Prince of Peace? Why are we not experiencing the peace? Because we don't know how the power operates. We don't know how the laws of that power work unless we've been studying the Word. Because Jesus said the power was there to heal them all. The presence of the Lord was there to heal them all. But it took somebody knowing and believing that I need it now. I want it now. I don't have to go to the priest and do all these rituals, because there was a new day. There was a new light here. It was a new covenant. Jesus is grace and truth and full of power and full of love. And he saw that. He saw somebody knew something different. They were tired of the law. The law always required you to do something. You do this, and that was it was a good law, because before then, boy, you didn't know what sin was until the law came. You couldn't figure out what was going on. Well, law gave you an answer. Obey this, and God will do this. Don't obey this, and the devil, well, they didn't even know the devil back then, but the devil, the curse, the devil's on the backside. God's the blessing. On the backside of the desert is the curse. That's the devil. See, it's not God's will that you be sick, broke, poor. Never has been, never will be His will. His will is that we be in the power. We be in the flow. I like to stay in the flow. God is always on. He's always flowing. His power is always available. Even if you forget to pay the power bill, it won't happen here, Cindy, because if we don't pay the power bill, they'll give us a warning, a couple or two. But they're going to cut. They got the power. They have the authority. They have the power, and they have the authority to cut it off if you don't pay the bill. Well, Jesus has paid the bill in full. So see, the devil, no matter what he tells you, the power is always going to be available. It's never going to be cut off. Healing is always available. Prosperity is always available. Salvation is always available. Because Jesus has cut a covenant with His blood. The blood has flowed. That's what a covenant means. Cut till the blood flows. Jesus let His blood flow so that you could be healed. Healing is here. It's in the hearing of the Word. To be healed, and we've been having some testimonies. Sharon's got a testimony. We're going to share it here in a little bit, because we're going to get it on the CD so somebody else can hear and be healed. Amen. Here's somebody that got healed. Thank God for the doctors. But it had nothing to do with the doctors, because the doctors can't heal you. That's right. They can help you. Yes. But they are not your healer. Amen. They're not your healer. Amen. Not your healer. Only Jesus can save man. Yes. He's the only Savior that is alive. Many have put their faith in a Savior that is dead and in the ground. But our Savior is alive. He is a risen Savior.
Yes.
With healing in His wings.
Amen.
Healing in His wings.
Amen.
And all we have to do is understand how it works.
Yes.
Once we understand how it works, it'll operate every time. Every time. To a greater degree.
Yes.
Now guys, we know if we want to get an oven to work, it's going to take more than 120 volts.
Yeah.
Help me. Help me. How many is it going to take? It's going to take 220. 220 volts. 120 will get your lights on the oven.
Yeah.
But if you don't have another 120, you're not going to get the heater heating. It's going to look pretty, but it ain't going to bake nothing.
Right.
How many Christians have got a little bit of the power, but they're looking good, but they're not feeling good?
That's right.
We need it all.
Yeah.
Man, we need it all. We need a double portion.
Yeah.
Now, that's Old Testament, but I'm talking about we need as much as we can get in our mind. See, the double portion's got to come. It's in my spirit, but now I need to get it all in me. In my soul, in my mind, in my emotions. Yes. Glory. Overflow. Overflow. I ain't need to spit on you here, Reeve. You're in the front rows in the spitting section. That's the anointing flowing. Hey, it just happens. You get up here and you start preaching and anointing. It just happens. Jesus spit on people and they got their eyes opened up. Come on. He spit on mud. He made some mud. Go get me some dirt, Ruthie. Who needs a healing? Who needs a healing? Hey, we do what Jesus does. We get results. We spit on the dirt. We mix it in a bottle. We do what He says to do. And then we don't stop there. He might change something. See, we got to see it. We got to see it. We got to believe it. And then we got to act on it. And then we have it. But we have it before we hear it, before we feel it. It's there. It's on the inside of us. There's laws working. Laws of faith. Just believe it. Jesus said, what we must do to do the works of God? Just simply believe.
Yes.
Believe. That's what this gentleman did. Man, he was paralyzed. How many paralytic people have came through tent ministry through the years? Some of them go in, but some of them come out. And it's not God's will. God's will is they all get healed. That's what Jesus, he operated in.
Amen.
And we're not pointing fingers or flaws, but people, we don't know where their hearts are. All we have to do is do what Jesus said.
That's right.
But it's never God's fault that somebody got something and somebody didn't.
Right.
He has no favorites when it comes to his people. We are all the same.
Yes.
Now, there are favorites.
Yeah.
We are his favorites, those that have the covenant.
Yeah.
But we're all the same to him. Nobody has, if you bring God an apple and set it on his desk, you're not going to get better than Lewis that forgot his apple that day. God treats us all the same. He's no respecter of persons. Amen? No respecter of persons. God's word is medicine. That's our next scripture. Let's go to Proverbs. That was a good demonstration. See, that's what the name of that word was. I was going to bring you something to make a demonstration. Did I get the picture to you? There's power in that wall. But I got to know how that power operates. See, the Holy Spirit is your conductor. Come on. The Holy Spirit on the inside of you, he is the conductor that receives continually the power from heaven. He has a direct connect to God the Father and God the Son. He is the agent here on the earth, the third person of the Godhead Trinity, living on the inside of us, waiting for us to say, hey, healing is mine. I take it now. By faith, I receive it. The violent, take it by force. I take my healing. I take my deliverance. I take it in Jesus' name. Devil, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. My body is whole. I walk in divine health because Jesus is my divine healer. See, he has that direct connect. He'll give us the boldness and the power to say things, not just in this service, but, Lord, when we go out here into Walmart and the food line, Lord, just help me see somebody that needs to hear and be healed, that needs to hear, needs to hear. And see, he's our conductor. He conducts the power. He conducts it straight from heaven, but we got to plug into the Holy Ghost. He is our helper. He's not out there telling us what to do. He's our helper. He comes alongside and he helps. We have to ask. Lord, I'm asking. I need help. Here we go. He'll give you the answer. Right here's one of them. Proverbs 4 says, let me get there. Proverbs 4, verse 20. Don't forget this. And another point before we go here. A lot of people, a lot of our friends, family, non-family, asked me and my wife when we got born again. Things were happening in our life. They want to know, how do you guys know so much so fast? I mean, it's like we just give them an answer when they ask us something in the Word. Why is that working for you and it's not working for us? Well, I asked the Lord that. We found out that there wasn't a lot in here when we got saved that God had to get out. We didn't have a lot of religion, man's ideas of what God's opinion is. Well, God doesn't have opinion. He is truth.
Amen.
You got to take it the way it says. He's not going to change it. He's not going to baby coat it for you, sugar coat it for you. It just simply says, do not do this and do this. Black and white. But man will take it and he'll twist it. Well, I think God, I don't know, it might be God's will or not. You know, God is mysterious. He does things. He moves in mysterious ways. No, he doesn't. He moves by faith. According to his word, we can know how God's going to operate.
Yes.
We can know. If you're in faith right now and you need a healing, we know by faith you can be healed now.
Amen.
You don't have to wait 6 weeks. You don't have to wait for the report for the MRI. Thank God for all that.
Yes.
I can just help you focus your prayer on whatever you need to focus it on. But it needs to be focused on Jesus. Because if it ain't your beginning point, you're not going to like your ending point. Come on, if Jesus is not your beginning, you're not going to like the end. Amen. I like it. I like him all.
Amen.
I like him when he's my healer. And I like him when he even corrects me.
Yes.
Come on, when he corrects me.
Yes.
Chastening is not a bad word.
No.
If you don't know what the word means, chastening, you think about somebody taking a rod and whipping you. And the Bible says, you know, love your children. Don't spare the rod. You're thinking about this big old rod, you know, whoppa. A rod is the rod of correction.
Yeah.
It's called a rod. It's just a demonstration of how to correct them. You got to use something.
Yeah.
And Spanking has a lot to do with it. What do they do when they get older? You can't just spank them and they're just going to laugh at you. The word's got to be there. Correction means don't do it that way. Chasten means to give some understanding. Instruction. Good instruction. That's what chasten means. If you do it wrong, God wants to help you do it the right way. Proverbs 4, verse 20 and 22 says, "My son, my daughter, give attention to my words." You military guys, women. What does this mean, Michelle? Read. Attention. Attend to my word. You better get out there and, for attendance. Attendance. You know, show up. Get out there and have your uniform tight. Your bed better be made right. Get out there whatever time they call you to be in attendance. You better show up and you better not have an excuse. You better fall in. You're going to fall in or you're going to fall out. You don't want him to give you some instructions on about not falling in. This is what that word means. Give attention to my word. Incline your ears to my sayings. Show up and listen. Healing has to be heard. Anything you receive from God, you got to hear. Do not let them depart. You hear and you continue to hear. That right, Patsy? You continue to hear what the word says. Because the test is coming. The devil's coming immediately for that word you heard. What's he coming for? He's going to try to get it out of your heart. Because he knows how the word works, but he has no part of it. There's no truth in him. He knows if you don't obey God, you'll get kicked out of heaven. Ask him. He'd been there. Jesus saw him. "I perceive Satan fall from heaven as lightning." That's how fast he got booted out when he went rebelled against God. He thinks he's still got something, you know. He's confused. He's the author. He's just confused. The devil's confused. He knows the end of the book. He just don't know when. He knows the end, but he just don't know when. And he don't know how to win. Because Jesus has won the battle. Amen. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of where?
Your heart.
Why your heart? I thought we're going to hear. We don't hear. Do we hear here? That's just a piece of flesh that brings it in through your soul, through your mind, but it goes right into you. The word of God goes from there into your heart. It's a spirit. It's a seed into your heart. Even if these ears ain't functioning, the word still goes in and it goes to your spirit. And it's able to save you, to heal you, deliver you. It's resurrection power. It's the everlasting seed of the word of God. It's the same word that spoke this whole universe into existence. It's on the inside of us continually. For they are life if they're in the midst of your heart. Why am I not healed? Why am I not doing better this year than I did last year? Are the words still in the midst of your heart? If they're in the midst of your heart, they will be life unto you. That find them and health or medicine to all your flesh. Take your prescription bottle. Anybody got any at the house? We've all got prescription bottles. Put on there. Proverbs 4, 20, 22. Take it at least 3 times a day. And when you get up, about noontime and when you go to bed. Lord, I'm inclining my ear to your word. Because they are, I'm putting them in the midst of my heart. For they are life to all those that find them, and their health to my flesh. That's the word. Your word, Lord. Jesus, you are the word. Thank you for healing. Thank you for being my healer. Yes. Lord, I'm taking your word today, and I'm thanking you for it, Father. That's just medicine. It's to your flesh. You might not feel any different, but it's working. The word is working. I think it was Charles Capps had that little jingle to his ministry. The word is working mightily in me. The word is working mightily in me. And I can't remember, there's the guy that wrote that song. But the word is working mightily in you, whether you feel it or not. See, it's not moved by feeling. It's a spiritual force. But it can be felt. It can be felt. Reason number one, we're sure it's God's will for us to be healed today, is because God's word is medicine. Just as you put faith in a pill bottle that it says, if you take this, it'll help your blood pressure come down. But you don't have to believe for the side effects, because a lot of times they're going to give you the side effects of what happened. See, the Bible says, "We have no weapon that's formed against me is going to prosper." See, so you can take the medicine and then you can say, Lord, now I'm taking your medicine. I'm believing in your healing power, Lord. But I'm taking this because there's really pain in my body. And that's okay. See, you're still in faith. Your faith is in Jesus, your healer. You take that medication, but then you're saying, Lord, I do not take these side effects. Because your word says that no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. Lord, I thank you for giving me good doctors that hear from God. Make sure you got a Christian doctor that believes in the word first and that he can give you some alternative medicine that could work for you. Amen. That he knows about your body. You want somebody that knows something about your body. And he'll take you off of it altogether and just totally rely on the Lord. Be a frog for Jesus. Fully rely on God. Now, you got to have faith to be in that position. I mean, we don't use foolishness. We believe in our heart. God, I'm coming off of this. And then the doctor results. Then you still go to the doctor and let him prove what the word's proving to you. Let him mightily see what the word is doing in you. So that's then it's time for a testimony. Amen. To tell him, hey, what are you doing? I'm in Proverbs 4, 20 and 22. I'm in Psalms 9, 1 and 1. Psalms 91 and 1. And then I'm in 1 Peter 2, 24. So you're giving him your prescription that you're taking. It's why I'm getting better. It's the word. The word makes a difference. If you take it, talking about the word, if you take it, it will heal you. If you're getting healed right now. You're in your body, things are happening chemically that you have no idea about because you're not a doctor. You're not a creator either, but God is. And Jesus is. And he is the healer. Amen. And his word brings healing. All you have to do is, Lord, I'm receiving this today. My body is going to change. Things are changing right now in my body. Because I'm believing these words. I got faith in these words. Is that clock working back there? It's awful slow. That's good. Lord's slowing down the time. He's slowing it down. See, we're giving you a spoonful. We're giving you a little, giving you medicine. God's slowing down the clock. He knows what you need today. He knows you need more than a spoonful. Sometimes it takes two spoonfuls. Give me the whole bottle, Lord. Go, 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 go. I want the whole bottle of your healing. I want it all, Lord. And then we talk about that. They pour that oil on that priest when they would anoint. The priest would anoint somebody for office. They pour the oil. They didn't just put a little bit of oil on him. It's like taking the Crisco bottle and they would anoint him. The oil would just come down all over him. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing right now. I see by the Spirit just the Lord's anointing oil just pouring over you right now. All of you in Jesus. All of us. It's poured out. It's continually being poured out. All you got to do is just receive it. Thank him for it. Thank him for it. It's by faith. Lord, we thank you for healing power. The power. Thank you, Jesus. It doesn't hurt like if you get shocked in that. Well, his power doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. Man, it changes you. His power is available all the time. All it takes is just getting into that attitude like Lewis and Tammy took us to. Just the attitude of worship. Peace. That still waters. Lead us beside those still waters. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Healing is here. It's not out in heaven somewhere. It's here. It's on the inside of every believer. And we take it, Lord. Your word is medicine. It's not just the healing verses. It's your word. All the word that you've received is able to heal your body. Change your relationships. Change your mind. Change your view. Change your opinion of who God is. That's what the word does. Jesus said, if you've seen me, Tammy, you've seen my Father. My Father likes to take those that don't have nothing and give them something so that they can go out and be a blessing to others. That's what my Father does. That's what my Father does. My Father's not Bill Gates. Yeah, I can turn you into a Bill Gates. I can give you all the wisdom and you can have all the money, but what are you going to do with it? I want you to help somebody with it. Here we are, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Send us. Send us, Lord. When he sees that attitude, you're in the flow. See, he's not just going to give you all these blessings so you can just say, look at all these blessings I got. No, he's going to pour it out on somebody that can be a channel. That can flow through. So the current can flow. They don't want it just to stop. They want it to. He wants it to flow. Jesus said, I got work to do, boys. That you know not. I got to go. We got to go. Get people healed here. Come on, we're on to the next city. We're going on to Samaria. Samaria, that's some people. They talk bad about us, Jesus. I must go to Samaria. If the Lord says go to Canapolis, to one of them streets you don't like, you go, but you make sure he sent you. Because if he sent you, you got protection.
Yeah.
You got power. It's on the inside of you. Then you release it. I've been to some places. GE takes me to places. Sometimes I'm locking the door when I'm pulling up. But then I think, why am I? That's fear. That's a spirit of fear.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about last week. I was in a rough neighborhood. Reed probably sees a lot of them too, walking around delivering mail. Well, we got the deliverer on the inside of us.
Hallelujah.
We have the deliverer. He's looking. That's the ones he's looking for. Because see, on the outside they might look kind of rough and like you don't want to mess with me. But on the inside there's a heart crying out, "I need Jesus. I need help. Somebody help me. There's somebody out here that's got something I need." And that's why he's sending Terry to his brother. Because see, Terry's got something that's going to be released. His faith is going to be released. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We have faith in the promises. We're taking your medicine, Lord. It's going to come out of our mouth. Words that comes out of God's mouth has power to change. Matthew 4:4. Matthew 4:4. Say, I believe in the power of God. I don't have to see to believe. Lord, I believe because your word says it is so. I believe it. I believe it. Matthew believed it. Mark believed it. Paul believed it. I believe it. Whether if I ever see it, Lord, I believe it. But it will be manifest because you show yourself mightily and are desiring to show yourself mightily. Matthew 4:4 says, I keep flipping around it, but I'm gonna find it. Jesus answered. Go back to verse 1. Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights afterward, Jesus was hungry. I'd be hungry too.
Yeah.
You would too. Don't you think you wouldn't be? You hadn't eaten nothing for 40 days, 40 nights. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." But Jesus answered, but he's hungry. Jesus is hungry. The devil's offering you food. So not everything that's good is from God. Come on now. Somebody, not everything that's been offered to you that's good is from God. You need to know the root. You need to know the wisdom of it. To do that, you got to hear. You got to hear, is this God? Is this my flesh? See, because the Lord's flesh was crying out. He was hungry. I'm hungry. Hungry, hungry, hungry. But his spirit was saying, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. This ain't me. The tempter said, and Jesus said, it is written. That means Jesus had read something. Right? I'm feeding you something, but you need to read it. And you need to listen to it again. And you need to eat it because, see, this is your food. This is your life. I can't live your life for you. Jesus can't live your life for you. But he gave his life for you so that you could read him in the Word. He is the Word. Read him. Jesus read. Jesus knew his Father. He knew where it was written.
Yes.
And he said, no, no, it's written. Man shall not live by bread alone.
Yes.
But by every word, not your word, devil. You're a liar.
Yes.
He said, but by every word that proceeds from my Father's mouth is how I shall live. And he went through that test. He passed the test because he knew the answer. He had been to school. He had been to church. A lot of people want what Jesus has, but they don't want to come to his house.
That's right.
They want to come to your house and because they know that you serve God, but that's okay. If they need it, give it to them, but they're going to need it again. A lot of people just want to get a shot, get a boost, and then sit on their caboose and do nothing and expect another shot. See, God wants us to keep this word in the midst of our heart.
Yes.
In other words, why did me and Sherry, why was our life transformed so quickly? We honored his word. We were hungry. We were staying up 12, 1 o'clock at night having Bible studies at my house. The church was closed. That's okay. Pastors got to go home and sleep. But we couldn't go to sleep. We were hungry. Man, this word was alive on the inside of us. Man, God had delivered me from cussing, and I had no more desire to drink. These were things that the power, this is what the word did for me. And I responded to it. You are where you are today by the response you believed in God's Word. And if you're not responding to His Word, that's where you are. Everybody, we are where we are by the response we have given to this Word. And that can put you either saved or you're lost. Now, I believe everybody in here is born again, but still, we all have places to go. We're all at different places, but that's okay. We might have started at different times. Just get it, stay in that race, right? And you can get somewhere quicker. See, the Lord prophesied a couple of weeks ago that I'm going to overtake, the reaper's going to overtake the sower. Amen? If God needs to get you somewhere, He can grow you quick.
Yes.
You got to be willing to be purged. Amen. To have something that ain't working, cut it off, right?
Amen.
I'm not talking about your body. Come on, y'all help me. I'm not talking about cutting your arm or your hand off. I'm talking about cutting that old religion that ain't working.
Yes.
Cut that old stinking thinking off. Lord, that ain't working.
Yes.
I've been doing this and it ain't getting nowhere. Well, quit doing that.
Yes.
Jesus said, get out of that city. Get out of that church. Get into a good church.
Amen.
Somebody's hearing this on radio.
Yes.
If you're in a dead church, you're going to be dead.
Yes.
If you're in a church that believes in healing, believes in the deliverer, believes in the power of God, things are going to happen for you. Your finances are going to be blessed. Your family's going to be blessed. Your finances are going to be blessed. Your body's going to be healed.
Yeah.
Things are going to pop. Come on up here, Sharon. It's time to tell your popping story. Anybody like popcorn? What happens to that popcorn? I make homemade popcorn. I still put it in an old pot. I put some oil on it. And I heat it up.
Yeah.
I throw it on there. What do you got to do? Why is it taking so long? You put the heat to that thing.
Yeah.
You heat it up. And after about five, put the heat on it. Put the Word on it. You want some Holy Ghost popcorn? You want a healing? Keep putting the Word on it. Keep that Word in the midst of your pot, in your body, in your mind. Turn it on up to high. And you'll hear a pop. Pop. And pop, 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 pop. See, the more heat you apply, the quicker, the more popcorn you get. Sharon's got a testimony. Where's that mic at? We got to get her on the... Sharon's got a testimony of what God and His Word can do. Sharon, look at the people and tell them what great things the Lord has done.
Amen. Yes, all glory to God. We'd been praying about the issue with my right foot, ankle, and leg. And I know that y'all had been standing and had been praying. Sunday morning, we corporately addressed the situation once again. And on Monday evening, I wasn't thinking anything about it, but something did pop in my ankle. And from that point on, it's resolving. The soreness is going away. I'm not having to wear the boots so much. It's getting better, better and better every day. So it's the Lord, and it's been a learning experience for me. The week before, we went through a situation with my grandson, and I had shared that, I think, again last week, that we talked, something it just came on him with no rhyme or reason, and the doctors couldn't identify it. But the Lord raised him up. And I was able to see how the Word works and how you stand on the Word. The Lord spoke to me, command and stand. And to me that meant, you know, command the Word as His child, command and stand on His Word, and you'll see His Word perform. And I realized after church last Sunday morning that even after you command and stand, but then you need to continue to stand on that Word till manifestation and continue to give God the glory. So it's a learning process. I thank the Lord for His patience with us, and He doesn't give up and shows Himself strong in our behalf. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Healing is here. Healing is here. We never give up. Stand on the Word of God. Declare those promises. A few more points here, and then we're going to close. That medicine you're taking in that bottle, see, you don't have a clue what's in that medicine. I mean, you can read it, but you're not unless you're a biologist, you don't know how all that's working in your body. You're trusting whoever designed, whoever come up with this chemical does. In other words, they've tested it on some kind of animal, probably. We're not going to go all that route. We're going to trust and rely. We're going to talk about God's Word. It don't have to be tested on animals. It has been tested when it was spoke.
Yes.
And it became. When God said, light be, the Holy Spirit light became. And that same light is the light of men. Jesus is that light. He is the light. Amen?
Amen.
Your word, this word that we're taking is like food. It's nourishment. You don't know how it goes in and does all these things in your body. And you don't have to know all of that. You don't have to be the rocket scientist. You don't have to have all these degrees beside your name to study the word. All you got to do is know Jesus.
Amen.
Spend time with him. Learn about him. Let him teach you. Let the Holy Spirit teach you through his word. And then you act on what you hear. You just go out here and you act on it. You stand and you command. You believe and you receive. The other end of that, if you doubt, you're going to do without. You're not going to receive the word.
Right.
Doubters, you got to shout the doubt out. You got to use the word of God. No matter what we see, no matter what we feel, no matter what my family believes, they think I'm crazy, it's all right. Continue to stand. Believe on the word of God. Believe what it says. Believe because we have the promises to back it up. Believe the word. The Bible says that just like the tongue tastes food, the ear tastes God's word. That's in Job 34 and 3 and Hebrews 6 and 5. Let's look in Hebrews 6 and 5, and I think we'll probably close with this. Because I want to get us somewhere, and we want to pray and release our faith. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 5. We've got to stay hungry for the things of God. We've got to stay hungry for His promises. Just like Pastor Lewis said, we can't. When things are going good, that's not time to sit back and just read our pleasure books that has nothing to do with, I mean, that could be testimonies, that has nothing to do with the Word. We've got to stay strong and stay fit with the program. We've got to stay on the program that got us where we are. Never just lay back and say, okay, I'm sailing pretty good now. I'm going to put the sails down and we're just going to coast. No, you got to stay hungry for the Word of God. Because the devil, we don't want to be ignorant about his devices. He's out there. He's watching. He knows when we're getting weak. And if you go to church just once a week and that's all the Word you take, you're going to be weak in the Word. It takes leaving here and doing more. And the more you can do, the best thing to do is help somebody else out. Because what you do, you empty yourself of what you've learned. You pour it out into somebody else, and that's going to make you hungry because now you've got to get some more in you.
Yes.
Man,
yes.
And man, that makes you hungry when you see somebody else get fed from you, yes. And you see a change in their life, and man, I want to know more, Lord. Show me something else. Hebrews 6 and 5 says, Hebrews 6, 5, verse 4, it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted, what are we talking about here? Tasting the good word of God. God's word is good medicine. It's not that old medicine that tastes terrible that used to be called the old. You know what I'm talking about? Rheumatism they used to give you. Castor oil. That's some awful tasting medicine. It better do something to your body because you're thinking you're going to die to have to take it. But God's Word's not like that. His Word is good medicine.
Amen.
It makes you feel good. Now, your flesh might not feel good, but your spirit does. It's like, man, that's good. That's truth. That's good. Have tasted the good Word of God and the powers of the age to come, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put Him to an open shame. God's Word is good. But there's some people that don't want it. That takes us back. Some people don't want the Word. All those people that were there in the house hearing Jesus, but they wasn't hearing.
That's right.
They were just listening. See, you can listen and not hear. They were just listening, but why were they not hearing? There's one more thing here. Why were they not hearing? Because Jesus wasn't saying what they wanted to hear. Husbands, this will help you out a lot. Your wife tells you to do something. She says, did you hear me? Did you hear me? We say, yes, dear. And then 20 minutes later, what are you not? You haven't emptied the trash like I say. We heard, but we didn't hear. Why? Because we were doing something that we wanted to do. We heard, but we didn't hear. Because, you see, if you believe, if you hear what you're supposed to hear, you'll act on what you heard. We're good actors, ain't we, Cecil? Well, that ain't what you said. That ain't what you heard. Because she knows what she said. You might as well not even argue with it. But what are we hearing? I want you to say this out loud. Healing power is at work in me. The Word of God is life to me. It's medicine. It's healing. It's health to all my flesh. Healing power is at work in me. Terry, if you would come, Kelsey's going to play a song, but Terry's getting ready to go visit his brother. The doctors have given up all they know to do to treat him with this cancer, with these tumors. We're not giving up. We're a church, we don't give up. We stand and we command these promises. And Terry, as a church, we're standing with you. And Terry pointed to my pocket, wanted to know what this was in my pocket. I said, it's not time. Not time. He's seen it. But you were supposed to see it. Because, see, now what you saw, but now you've heard. This is just a prayer cloth. And I believe in the Paul the Apostle that when he had cloths and aprons that he wore on his body and preached the Word of God. Preach means to flow. I believe I have preached the Word, God's Word today. And I'm believing, I've already set my faith with God that we're believing this cloth was on my body. And we're a corporate body. And we're believing the anointing power of God is going, it's not only in you, it's going with you.
Yes.
And we want you as a church to give this to Jeff and let him know this is a prayer cloth. We believe, not in this cloth, we believe in the words of God.
Yes.
And they say that cloths taken from ministers that were preaching the word, it says spirits and evil spirits and healings were manifested when they came in contact with the word. It's not the cloth, but it was the word that was preached that was in contact with the word. And we went, Kimblosete. Lewis and Reeve, if you come up and stand with us with Terry. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Healing is here.
Praise
because
God.
He is here.
Amen.
He is here.
Amen.
And He is not happy with the results that Jeff has had. Jesus is not happy with the road He's had to go on. And we know that. Because that's not God's path. It's not God's will that any of us suffer. It's the devil. It's the effects of sin, the curse. It's just the devil.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another plan.
Yes.
And we're releasing our faith in that plan.
Yes. Yes.
That Jesus, you are here. Healing is here.
Praise God. Praise God.
Terry has the wisdom of God on the inside of him. Lord, we thank you, Lord. You're going to anoint his words to release with his brother. Words of faith that he's already been releasing.
Yes.
But not only is Terry going to release them, Jeff's going to hear them.
Yes.
Not
yes,
with his Lord. Physical ears, praise Lord. God. We're believing for a supernatural miracle.
Oh, hallelujah.
Lord, we still believe in your miracles. Lord, as I put this cloth in his pocket, Lord, I transfer it from my pocket to his. And Lord, we thank you for the transference right now,
yes.
Father God, of this miracle. That, Lord, this praise connection, Lord, this divine
yes.
connection
yes.
right now,
yes.
Lord, is going to flow to Jeff Baker.
Yes.
That, Lord, he's going to have a manifestation
oh,
of your healing
hallelujah.
Power,
yes,
of your
Lord.
Power, of
yes,
your power, Lord. Just like the man that was,
yes, Lord,
was let down in the midst.
Lord,
Jeff is being
Lord.
Let down right in
yes.
the midst right
yes.
now. He's being saturated. He's going to be saturated in your
thank
healing
you,
power.
Lord.
And
thank
we
you,
bind
Lord.
The power of the devil right
oh,
now.
Oh, hallelujah.
Everything
yes.
that he has stolen
yes,
from Jeff,
yes,
we
yes.
command it restored
yes. praise God.
By the power of God. We command
oh,
this attack
devil,
to cease right
feet.
Now.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, we give you the praise
yes.
for it, Father God.
Yes, yes.
That, Lord, we will not be denied Jeff's healing because
right.
the devil
that's
is a liar.
Right.
He's a liar.
Yes.
And we command
thank
this
you,
fear to leave and we command faith to rise on
oh,
the inside
hallelujah.
Of Jeff.
Hallelujah.
That Terry and Jeff
yes.
will be connected
yes.
with faith
yes.
and that the power will flow, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, it will be a tangible
oh,
experience
God.
Of your
yes.
of your power, Lord, that Jeff will know that he'll know. And that
yes,
Prince of
Lord.
Peace that was
thank
ministered
you.
Today, the Prince of
thank
Peace, that feeling will be upon him right
us,
now,
hallelujah.
Father God. That no longer from that day, from this contact, he will not
praise
have that peace.
God.
That peace will stay.
Praise
that
God.
Peace will stay there.
Yes, yes.
And we
yes.
rebuke any doubters right now.
That's right. That's
any
right.
words
oh,
of doubt that has
you,
risen
Lord.
Against him, Lord, we
oh,
cast them
yes.
out right now.
Yes.
That Lord Jeff will be able to stand the command and see he will live and not die.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we see him here singing at this church.
Oh, hallelujah.
Singing
hallelujah.
And praising and worshiping God, Lord. And we see him here. We give you praise for that right now. In Jesus' mighty name.
Die but live.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
He is here.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus is the author of life and not death. And you just release that, Terry.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You stand long. You stand long. You have stood long. Now you stand strong. The Lord says you've stood long. Now continue to stand strong.
Praise God.
Stand strong.
Praise God.
And Lord, he's going to fill you with the words to say. Thank you, Jesus. It's not by might. It's not by strength. It's by His Spirit, says the Lord.
Oh, thank you for your
It's by the Word and by the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, Terry, even wear this tie. Take this tie with you and wear it. Thank you, Jesus. This was given to the church. It was given kind of comical, but you know what? We're different. Our church, we're different. It's the joy of the Lord that's where our strength is. Go wearing that tie because it's gonna bring a conversation, and you're gonna get to tell about a church that does peculiar things. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And that joy is gonna help him sustain his healing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We believe it. You believe it? We believe it. No, we believers. We believe. That's what we do. We believe. We believe. And we receive. He is here. As this song continues to play.
Here, amen.